Get comfortable, close your eyes, and take a deep breath. Take a second. And a third. In your mind's eye, see mists beginning to rise from the floor. See them rolling and growing, higher and higher, filling your circle. The mists are dense. You can't see anything around you anymore. But you can feel your surroundings, and the mists are warm and comforting. Now the mists begin to fade, and you find yourself at the edge of a large meadow. It's a February day, but the sun is bright and warm, and it's higher in the sky than it was a few weeks ago. Breathe the clean air, and feel the new life beginning to stir just below the surface. A path leads across the meadow, and you begin to move forward. Have you been here before? Look around. What do you see? Listen. What do you hear? Keep walking. The path leads up a hill, and at the top of the hill is a single evergreen tree reaching high into the sky. Greet the tree. Smell its fragrance, touch its rough bark, feel its solidity. You notice movement, and you turn and see a woman walking up the other side of the hill. She has thick red hair, she's dressed in a majestic green gown, and she carries a small harp, which she plays both effortlessly and beautifully. As you listen to the music, thoughts and feelings begin to swirl inside you. What is it you're called to create? What song must you sing? What poem must you write? What thing of beauty must you make? What is your great art? Yes, that's it. Thank the Lady Brigid for her inspiration. Now the mists begin to rise again. The woman and the tree fade from view, and the sound of the harp grows ever more faint. You feel yourself moving through space and time. And when the mists begin to fade, you find yourself in a small village. It is night, and the sky is dark. It is cold, and though the wind is low, you feel it pulling the heat from your body. Winter is still very much with us. At the end of the street, you see light flooding out from an open door. Begin walking toward this light. You walk through the door into brightness and warmth. A hot fire burns in the hearth, and the tools of metalworking are neatly arranged. This is the forge of Brigid. A woman stands in front of the fire, the same woman you saw on the hill. She is still dressed in green, but her fine gown has been traded for the rough clothes of a smith. Her thick red hair has been pulled back, and her sleeves are rolled up, revealing strong arms. She swings a hammer, shaping a piece of bronze against a heavy iron anvil. The The woman looks at you and smiles. You have a part to play here. Are you the hammer, the instrument of the will of this great goddess? Are you the anvil supporting the work of others? Or are you the metal going into the forge to be refined and shaped and tested, transformed into something more? Thank the Lady Brigid for her smithcraft. Now the mists begin to rise again. The woman and her work fade from view, and the heat of the forge is lost in the cool of the mists. Again you feel yourself moving through space and time, and when the mists begin to fade, you find yourself in a forest of mighty oaks. It is twilight, just before dawn. Through the trees you can see an orange glow on the horizon. Morning is coming, but the night has been long. A short ways into the forest is a well, and you realize you're thirsty. Begin walking toward the well. As you approach, you see a woman standing beside the well. This is the sacred well of Brigid, one of many. Once again she wears green, but this time it is the simple robe of a healer. The soot and sweat of the forge are gone, and she is spotlessly clean. The woman draws water from the well, then dips a cup into the bucket and hands it to you. You drink, and the water is cool and clear. The water does more than quench your thirst. It refreshes your body. It restores your will. It renews your soul. Thank the Lady Brigid for her healing. Yet again the mists begin to rise. The woman and the well fade from view, and again you feel yourself moving through space and time. The mists fade a final time, and you find yourself back in this place and this time. When you're ready, open your eyes and be here now.